Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everyone, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Alright, so another one, another show coming out of the sky, literally. I'm in the air, and as you guys know, I've done a few of these mid-flight shows simply because I get some time out. I get some time to think. And you know what? You've probably seen some of the videos or posts recently about taking some time out. Well, I'm thinking to myself, am I taking time out when I do a podcast? Well, the truth is, I actually really enjoy doing this stuff. So for me to record a podcast, especially about something that I think I'm trying to work on in my own life, and trying to help you guys with it makes sense. It's fun, and it's part of the documentation for me, some of the process that I enjoy. And I always tell you guys, you've got to enjoy the process, because if you enjoy the process, then you'll achieve the goals that you set yourself. You don't climb a mountain by just jumping to the top. You take lots of little steps. If you don't enjoy the steps, you'll never make it to the top. It's a simple fact of life. So what I'm going to talk about today, well, I'm going to talk to you about why I do this. You know, I get people asking all the time, Craig, if you're such a good trader, why are you doing Trader Cobb? Why bother teaching people? Why bother all the extra effort? The truth is, I really enjoy the content. Okay, I love putting this out. I really do. I honestly, being on a stage, I'm a bit of a showman. I really enjoy getting up in front of audiences. The more people I'm in front of, the more I enjoy it. I love that feeling, the energy a crowd gives you, and that I can give a crowd. I can't do that in anything else. This is my world. This is the one that I have worked pretty much my whole adult working life towards, and I enjoy it. So I'm going to keep going. The other thing is the reason I started creating content years ago and mentoring people and working with traders to help them be better traders was simply because I wanted to supplement my trading. If you've got no pressure, I mean, there'll be people out there right now that will listen to this and you'll fully understand what I'm saying here. If you don't have the pressure to make money, you tend to do things better. Think about it like this. I've said this before, but when I was trading, before I went full time, I was trading away, I had a job, and it got to a point where I was like, I can't wait to quit my job. I can't wait to be done with this work life and just trade full time and do what I want, when I want, how. That was what my goal was. Then I got to the point where my income from trading was actually greater than the income from work. I didn't leave immediately. I stuck around for 6 more months. Why? Because I didn't care as much anymore. It didn't matter to me. The feeling that I had to be there was no longer there. I was there because I chose to be there. Now again, when it comes back to trading, for me, I can tell you that sometimes if you actually care less about something, you become better at it. That's why I say to people, when I'm trading, or when they're trading, or when I'm mentoring them, in the daily videos or market view, that sort of thing, I say, look, people are close to analysis paralysis, and they're a bit standoffish in the market. I say to them, look, cut the risk. Still trade, but take it down to, say, 0.1%, or risk $10 on a trade, something that's so insignificant. Don't worry about the money. Don't do it for the money. If you take that feeling away where you don't really care too much about the outcome, sometimes it relaxes you enough to actually produce your best results. Okay? If you're caring too much about it, and there's a fine line, don't get me wrong. You know, I don't want you to see this as an opportunity to go out there, break rules, be flippant, go crazy. Not at all. Not at all. I'm just saying relax. 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 That's why I say in my courses, routine, breathing, the power of now. Being in this moment is the only moment that is. Everything else is in the future or is in the past. We are in this moment now. So this is our focus right now. To focus right now is to relax before we trade. The routine that I put in place, that I tell you about in the courses, about doing the same thing each day, or at least having a consistent approach to each day to put you in the right headspace to be optimized to the best of your ability, well, that's really, really important. If you're caring too much, you need to ease up a little bit, relax yourself a bit more, minimize the risk on your trades, and maybe start to trade a little bit more. Allow it to happen. You're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. But if you're not trading, the mistake that you're making is that you're overthinking it 9 times out of 10. Ease up a little bit, start to take some trades. You'll make bad trades, that's okay, because you're not losing very much money, or any at all. Demo trade if you need to. But get yourself fluid again. When I say fluid, start taking more, working through it, making the mistakes, because the mistakes, they're easy. We can fix those. You will fix those mistakes. The courses, guys, have got lifetime membership. Go back through the courses after maybe 10 or 15 trades where you've eased up a bit. Go back through the course after taking all your screenshots and watch the strategies that you've learned. Okay, so if you've got five, you know, cradle trades, go back through five of them, go through that course for that particular strategy. Do that whole course again. You'll pick up things again and then you'll move forward. But you'll be moving forward not from a position of analysis or paralysis. You'll be moving forward from a position of analyzing your screenshots. And you'll understand a lot more about your headspace. It's a big step forward. Don't be scared of mistakes in this space. Sometimes doing less is more. Sometimes doing more is more. If you've got analysis paralysis, doing less, i.e. doing nothing, won't help you. So use that tool, move forward, care less, work better, and reassess. That's the most important thing. Take your screenshots and reassess everything. It's the only way forward. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.